Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Being a Christian requires commitment, doesn't it? Well, that's true concerning the biggest of things. But it's true concerning, say, reaching a physical goal. Now, you understand, we talk about losing a few pounds or adding some muscle or whatever, but this is just one example of a huge area. This applies to all kinds of things. Let's say somebody's going to quit drinking. Somebody's going to quit doing drugs. Somebody's going to quit sleeping around. I don't care what it is. You're talking about controlling your flesh. Why do people, they got high again, they acted a fool, and they feel so bad. They're condemned, they're sick, they're hugging the toilet and throwing up. Please, God, if you'll forgive me and help me, I will never do this again. And next weekend, hugging the toilet. That has happened again and again and again. Watch a bunch of pornography for 4 hours. Please, God, forgive me. I'm sorry. If you'll forgive me, do it again next week. Do it again next week. Why? Why? They didn't count the cost. And they weren't willing to pay what it cost to get it done. Did you hear me? Okay. Let's make it as simple as losing 10 pounds. Principle is the same if you lose 10 pounds of fat or 200 pounds of fat. Principle is the same. You're going to lose 10 pounds of fat. It's going to cost you something. Right? What's it going to cost you? Help me out now. What's it going to cost you? Come on, speak up. Help me out. What's it going to help? Cost you donuts? Cost you some cookies? Huh? Cost you some pie? What? Cost you some potato chips? Cost you having to exercise? Huh? Is it going to cost you? If it didn't cost you anything, everybody'd already have it. But it's going to cost you something. Right? Here's the issue. Are you willing to pay what it costs? And we got here comes humility again. Now we got to be honest with ourselves. If we haven't reached the goal in 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, we got to be willing to admit we have not been willing to pay that price. It's midnight. We had a big dinner, but there's a chocolate cake in the kitchen calling our name. We know we shouldn't eat a big piece of chocolate cake at midnight. But our flesh wants a piece of chocolate cake. You know you shouldn't eat the chocolate cake. Now, sometimes it's all right to eat the chocolate cake. But I'm talking about in this particular time, in your heart, you know you shouldn't eat the cake tonight. But you go ahead and eat it. What did you just do? You made a decision. You decided, I would rather have this chocolate cake than to get in that dress. I would rather have this chocolate cake than to feel good about myself physically. You made a decision. You chose that instead of the other. Right? Right? Let's be honest with ourselves now. I want to get out of debt and I want to give more to the kingdom. But something comes up and your flesh wants it and you're already head over heels in debt. But you know you shouldn't get it. You know you shouldn't go in debt for it. But you go ahead and sign that paperwork for, 900 easy payments. What'd you just do? You decided you would rather satisfy your flesh right now than keep your heart's commitment to give more to the kingdom. You put off your prosperity. You postpone getting out of debt. You push it off into the future. You made a decision. Right? And then people come in and cry and say, you know, the devil's attacking my finances. The devil. Hey, he's just laughing while you messed yourself up. We make decisions every day of our life, right? Our decisions from the past are why we are where we are right now and have what we have right now or don't have what we don't have right now. It is the cumulative effect of the decisions we've made last year and 10 years ago, right? Yes. Right? We chose this body we have, the condition of it. You chose it. I chose it. Every day, every meal, every time I decided to just sit on the couch and watch TV instead of getting on the treadmill. Every time I decided to raid the kitchen at 12 o'clock, I was deciding I would rather have this than washboard abs. You made the decision. I would rather have this cheesecake than to look good in a swimsuit for my husband. Did you hear me? It's going to cost us something, right? To get the physical goals, to get the financial goals, it's going to cost us something, right? Are we willing to pay it? Now listen, you cannot go around day in and day out feeling deprived. You cannot go around day in, day out feeling deprived. Well, I feel so deprived. I hadn't had cookies in 3 days. And I just, why am I doing this to myself? I like cookies. And I'm deprived. I'm deprived. Your flesh will cry to you. Have you ever heard it? It'll cry. You're mistreating me. You're mistreating me. And you cannot go around convinced night and day that you are being deprived. You are defeated before you start. You are not just giving up something. You're gaining something. You've made a decision. There's something I want more than this. There's something that I can have that's better than chocolate cake at midnight. And I don't feel deprived because I'm getting something better. It's costing me something, but it's worth what I'm paying. Amen? Now don't misunderstand this. Be clear on this. If you say, well, I'm not willing to pay that price, it's still going to cost you. If you decide, well, I want to eat the cake at midnight. I don't want to exercise. Okay. You're going to get the food. You're going to get to not have to exercise, but it's going to cost you being confident in the way you feel. It's going to cost you doing certain things. But tell me what it cost you. If we just let ourselves go, we're in bad shape, got too much weight, does it cost us? Yes. What do we give up?
Health.
You can give up health.
Wealth.
You could give up years off your life.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yep.
What?
Wealth.
Huh?
It costs you wealth.
Well, doctor bills for one thing.
Yeah.
Tell me, what will it cost you? Is it going to cost you something? It could cost you in your confidence. There are times people, they don't volunteer for things. They don't want to be seen, so they don't want to stand up, and they don't testify, or they don't do this, or they don't do that, because they're embarrassed, because they feel bad. Or I've seen people get where they don't even want to leave the house. They lose friends, lose relationships. And in the world, you are judged big time by the way you look. I'm saying, well, that ain't fair. That's the way it is. No need talking about what you think's fair or not. You could lose a job. Somebody said, well, that ain't right. That's the way it is. Okay? You could lose a raise. You could lose a promotion. You could lose a sale. It's going to cost you something. Either way. Right? The question is, which one do I want? Which one is worth more to me? What am I willing to pay? Count the cost. Don't just launch out into something. Don't just throw up a bunch of numbers. Don't just throw up a size or a tape measure or a figure on the scale. No, no. What is it that you would like to have? I'd like to reach this. All right, be honest about it. Sit down, look at it. What's this going to cost me? And am I willing to pay it? And don't be quick to make a rash decision. It'd be okay if you meditated on this for days or weeks. What's this going to cost me? And am I willing to pay this? And then when you do, and if you say, yep, I want it. I want this. I do not want to go all my life and never get this. I want this. And I can have it. And I'm willing to pay what it costs. Amen? Then you've weighed it, you've counted the cost, and you're ready to put the commitment into it. Amen? And that will give you strength when things come up and you're tempted. You'll say, no, I've already made up my mind. I'm willing to sacrifice that for now. I'm willing to pay that price because I'm going to get something better. Yeah. Amen. And you don't go around day after day feeling like I'm deprived and I'm denied. No, I'm paying some. I mean, you don't go, you know, to buy some item that you've been believing for, you know, like this airplane, you know, we brought some money and turned it over when we took delivery of this airplane. But I didn't leave going, oh, my money. Oh, our money. Oh, the money. Oh, the money. What am I saying? Oh, the airplane. Oh, the airplane. I'm not sad about turning the money loose. Oh, the airplane. Right? You don't have to be depressed about the cake. Oh, the potato chip. Oh, I had to exercise. No. Oh, the results. Oh, the happiness of reaching the goal. Oh, the joy of not feeling defeated. Oh, the joy of the confidence. Amen? I don't have to feel denied. Hallelujah. He will give you the desires of your heart. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Counting the Cost, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-123. That's R-123, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.